Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
The halachas we're going to be learning today are the halachas of fruit and vegetable juice. We're looking at Siman Nun Gimel, the 53rd chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. It is a pretty short topic today. We're going to look at just a few permutations of different types of juice. First basic question, what is the bracha on juice of fruits or vegetables when they are squeezed? The halacha is, the bracha of that juice is She HaKol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides everything, and this is not considered a fruit, it's considered a product of a fruit. Why is it not considered a barei periha eitz or adama? That's because the Gemara tells us that it's not considered the fruit itself. This is considered a byproduct, not the fruit. Are there any exceptions? The answer is yes. When it comes to grapes which are squeezed or olives which are squeezed, when the byproduct of grapes is wine, which we say a special bracha, barei periha gefen, the byproduct of olives which are squeezed is olive oil, which is barei periha eitz. Why are these the exceptions? That's because they are special drinks, they are special liquids, which have a unique usage in and of themselves. Do people drink olive oil? The answer is yes, for medicinal reasons, then that would get a barei periha eitz. Otherwise, usually it's a tafel, like a salad dressing. What about the juice of cooked fruits? So in this case, it's usually She HaKol, unless a person, in those days, they would try to preserve, they didn't have refrigeration, so they would harvest a lot of fruit, they would dry them out, and later on cook them to extract the juices and eat and drink the fruit and juices that way. If that was the way that it was produced, then the juices which are cooked out of it are considered part of the fruit or the vegetable, and they would get the bracha barei pri, not the She HaKol of being a juice. Why is this different from just squeezing it and juicing it? Why is cooking it with the intention of having its juice and its actual flesh considered the bracha of the fruit itself? So Ketzer gives two reasons. Number one is it was the more common practice than juicing to cook. And number two is that the taste of the fruit is stronger in the juice when it is cooked than when it is simply squeezed. What if I cooked or soaked a fruit or vegetable just for the juice, their juice and taste? So in this case, this is a classic, is tea or coffee or beer. Those are all types of vegetables or fruits which have been soaked or cooked. In these cases, then we would say She HaKol, and that's why tea is She HaKol. That's why coffee is She HaKol. That's why beer is She HaKol, even though they are the juices of a soaked product in a liquid. What about pickled fruit or vegetables? What is the bracha on the pickle and the juice? So the pickle is borei peri, ha'etz, or usually ha'adama, the juice is She HaKol. What happens if I said borei peri ha'adama on the pickle, and then I want to drink the juice afterwards? So first of all, that's not so healthy. Brine is or vinegar is not so healthy by itself, but if let's say a person does that, it is a questionable as to whether the She HaKol needs to be said on that brine or that pickle juice, because it could be covered in really the bracha borei peri ha'adama. Therefore, best to either eat the two together or to have another She HaKol to cover the juice as well. What if I cooked a fruit or vegetable in another sauce, like milk or borscht or vinegar? What is the bracha of that remaining, the now fruit-tasting or vegetable-tasting liquid? So, the fruit itself is borei peri ha'adama ha'etz, and the sauce remains She HaKol. What happens if I said borei peri ha'adama, let's say, on my potato, which I cooked in my vinegar or my oil? In that case, and I want to drink the sauce afterwards, so it's questionable as to, like the pickle juice, whether it has its own bracha or not in this case, because it is obviously saturated with the taste of that fruit. What about juicy raisins, which are squeezed and then soaked for 3 days to create this type of wine substance? In this case, we would say that it's considered borei peri ha'gefen, it's like real wine. What happens if they were cooked but not soaked? So in this case, the Ketzer says that it would not be ha'gefen unless they were fermented for 3 days after the cooking. Again, something that we don't encounter all the time, but a very fascinating halacha. This concludes the section of the fruit juice section in halacha.